The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we're currently in the midst of what's been termed a demographic time bomb. Globally, the population is shrinking, but while it's shrinking, it's also getting older, and it's a trend that's likely to have profound consequences for the global economy. And it comes to as governments are racking up huge debts, which will be left to future generations to clear up. What does it all mean for how we live? Well, joining me now is Professor of Economics at Dublin City University, Edgar Morgan Roth. Edgar, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
We talk about the reproduction rate. How many births do we need to make sure that we carry on?
That depends a little bit on where you are. In the Western country with good health systems, about 2.1. If you are in a sub-Saharan African country where a lot of children die, you would need more.
So that's why people have larger families in order that they will hopefully be left with two people to replace themselves.
That's right, or indeed more than two, because also they don't have social systems that will help you when you're
old. So longevity will
be
an issue,
and so
yeah.
On. So your family is in a sense an asset that will help in looking after you in old age in those countries.
So if we need 2.1 in the developed world, how are we doing?
Well, in Ireland, we have seen very rapid decline in fertility, and we're nowhere near the 2.1 now. We were around about 2010, we were close to it. We're now around about 1.5. So it's quite a lot below.
Do we know
it.
Why?
There's a strong relationship with general income, strangely. So richer countries tend to have lower fertility. But of course, you know yourself, you've been discussing topics that are relevant to this in this show and other shows. Childcare costs, housing, you need.
Yeah. We're not having
property.
A baby until we have a permanent roof over our heads.
That's right. And we also see fewer marriages, so less permanency. You know, there are a lot of social.
And there are later marriages.
Later, and also later births. So the average age at first birth in Ireland is above 30, and then there's a biological clock ticking, so that gives you less opportunities and so on. So there are a range of reasons. Some of them are economic and some of them are social. Mm.
Now, more broadly, moving away from Ireland, how are other European countries doing?
So we're close to the EU average now, just a little bit above it. Quite a lot of countries like Germany or Italy have even lower fertility rates. In Italy, it's 1.2. So they're literally one child behind the replacement rate. So it's very, very...
So the implications, low. I mean, you're often seeing the growth of, say, right-wing political movements in many countries, and they're the kind of people who would object to immigrants coming in. And you might need immigrants coming in from places that don't look like them, and therefore they'll appear kind of strange to them, and maybe there'll be resistance to them, and yet they might need them to fuel the economy.
In a number of countries in Europe, the population would actually be declining relatively fast if it weren't for immigration. In Ireland, we still have a natural increase that that is greater than the sort of loss that you have to through debts, but that's declining. And so very soon we'll be in a situation where the only increase in the population will actually be due to immigration.
So the implications, obviously, if immigration gives rise to social unrest, that for Germany, for Hungary, for Poland, for Italy, wherever, it's stormy waters ahead.
Yes, and then there's the reality that as people get older and in countries like Germany or Italy, the average age is over 10 years ahead of Ireland's. Very soon the average age in Germany will be almost pension age, yeah. Then it means a lot of your population are actually in an age group where they may need some help. And who are the people who are going to help them? So there will actually be a crunch on the caring professions side. And we see this in the health services in Ireland and elsewhere, where actually a lot of the doctors are not Irish, and a lot of the nurses aren't Irish. And where are you going to get your nurses and carers from?
Now, we can look at it from the point of view of individual countries, and we hear all the time about Japan and how critical things are already in Japan. But then you can take a more global look and say, well, hang on, less people means less consumerism, means more food to feed everybody. No reason for any kind of famine or starvation.
And indeed, it's also related to climate change, right? If we keep on growing the population at existing levels of consumption, then that has a climate change impact. So a static or declining population could have a positive on the climate change side, but it will have an impact on production because as people get older, they're if they're in their 80s and 90s, they're unlikely to be as productive as those in their 20s and 30s, even with improving health systems.
And also innovation comes from the young by and large.
Yes, not exclusively, but by and large. So we may end up finding that we're actually able to produce less. And so the standards of living are likely to drop on average.
Now, are there any parts of the world where population growth is assured?
The replacement rate at 2.1 or so is actually exceeded by the world population at the moment. So world fertility is just ahead of that replacement rate. But in large parts of the world, Europe, North and South America, Asia, it's actually below replacement, and only Africa and the Middle East have fertility rates that are above replacement. So that means that the population share accounted for by those regions is going to grow.
And there will also be a push, won't there be, and a pull indeed, to get populations moving from those populous areas in Africa and the Middle East into Europe and North America.
And there is a competition for talent already. So the better educated in these parts are likely to be drawn into the wealthier parts of the world, like Europe. There may also be the push side. So climate change is likely to affect large parts of Africa, for example, a lot more seriously, and it might make life there more or less impossible. People will have to go somewhere. Where they're going to go, they're likely to look to those places that might, in their eyes at least, offer opportunities.
Now, big countries, China, for instance, the huge population there, but already declining. India, what about it?
Likewise, the population rate, the fertility rate there is declining. There are very, very few countries which actually have a static or growing fertility rate. Almost all countries almost 90% of countries in the world are recording declining fertility.
Now, some countries have come up with schemes to incentivize couples to have children. Have any of these ever worked?
They don't seem to be very effective. And that's probably because the decline in fertility is due to multiple factors. And the schemes tend to try and look at just one of those factors. And yes, you can give people some more money, but maybe there are social reasons why they're not having the children. And the more money isn't going to help. So because it's a multi-factor issue, a sort of a single factor solution doesn't really exist.
So bribing people to have babies doesn't actually work?
Doesn't seem to work, no.
I mean, the level of investment frequently on the program, we would come up with a figure of how much it costs to get a baby to leaving cert or to the end of college. And it's an astronomical sum. And there's no government offering that kind of money.
That's right. Now, at the same time, people are choosing to have children, and there's more to having children than just the sort of financial cost. So, there's more to this than just the economy. And having a family-friendly atmosphere and so on, these are sort of things, Andrea is going to talk about pets in restaurants, but I mean, people object to children in restaurants, which you also hear about. That's not going to make you have a larger family and add to that other issues than.
And finally, Edgar, is the world awake to this problem?
I think we've been talking about this in Germany, for example, for decades. The problem is we know that problem, but we don't seem to have good solutions. And so that's where I think we need to think very hard, and we do need to do this in Ireland too. Pensions, for example, are paid significantly by current taxpayers. Yeah. When there are fewer current taxpayers, that's going to become a burden to them that's quite difficult to manage.
Edgar Morgan Roth, the Professor of Economics at Dublin City University, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.